According to a recent study of hundreds of post-abortive women, 60% of women reported that they would have preferred to give birth if they had received more support from others or had financial security. And that's where preborn steps in. Preborn is there for women in their darkest hour, deciding between the life and death of their precious child. You see, the reality is women are being pressured to make this fatal decision and are being told that their babies are just a clump of cells. Well, preborn welcomes women with God's love and introduces them to the beautiful life growing inside of them, which doubles their baby's chances at life. When you support preborn, you not only support women, you empower them. Your donation of $28 will help a woman to make a choice that she won't have to regret for the rest of her life and gives her the ultimate blessing, life. Your love can save a baby. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, B-A-B-Y, or visit preborn.com. That's preborn.com. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 24, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. And From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. Don't judge, Jesus said, according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. We need discernment in this darkening day in which we live. We need to be able to judge things, to critically evaluate things, and to judge with righteous judgment. We need to look deeper than the surface. Now, I have a question for you. Do you like sequels? Do you like sequels? You know, in the movies, we have a movie that does really well, and then they want to make a sequel. All of us remember Top Gun. Top Gun came out in 1986. Tom Cruise, big, huge hit. Top Gun, when it came out, made $357 million worldwide. And after all these decades, 2022, Tom Cruise came out with Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to Top Gun, and that was an incredible blockbuster hit. Worldwide sales of $1.5 billion. Star Wars came out. It was huge when it came out. And then The Empire Strikes Back, not quite as big, but people were looking forward to this sequel. Now, my favorite sequel was from the Rocky series. You know, Rocky came out in the 70s, and Sylvester Stallone plays this down on his luck boxer, one in a million shot, gets picked by Apollo Creed to fight, and he had a desire. He knew he wasn't in the same league as Apollo Creed, had a desire to go the distance. Ain't nobody ever gone the distance with Creed, he said. I just don't want to be another bum from the neighborhood. And Rocky was a huge success, an underdog. He didn't win the fight, but he went the distance. And a couple of years later, they came out with Rocky II. Rocky II is one of my favorite movies. I remember seeing a double feature years ago. I saw Rocky I and Rocky II, and Rocky II, he, spoiler alert, he defeats Apollo Creed. I guess it's not really a spoiler alert since the movie's like 40 years old, but at any rate, that sequel. Well, why am I talking about sequels? Because we are getting ready to see the sequel. It's already just kind of trickling out, the sequel, COVID Part 2. COVID 2.0. The liberal and mainstream media, boy, they are big on COVID. We're pushing COVID right now. All eyes are on the new variant. It's called BA 2.86, I think. What difference does it make? It's COVID Part 2. It's just some new variant. You need to be scared. You need to be afraid. CNN, I saw this on Twitter. It was attributed to CNN. It said this: "It seems like everyone has COVID." No, it doesn't. "It seems like everyone has COVID," they say. "Here is why. the wave is probably worse than the data suggests. Those liberal news outlets just pushing fear. They're just fear mongers. You need to be afraid. You need to be afraid about big bad COVID 2.0. It's like you thought Jaws was bad. Well, here comes Jaws 2, Jaws Part 2. And the new COVID variant, it's just going to be the worst. And so you need to get vaccinated yet again. You need to get boosted. You need to get a mask, double mask, triple mask. You need to do all these things to prepare for COVID to the sequel, COVID 2.0. This is what President Trump had to say about the return of the COVID hysteria.
Lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
So that was the former President Donald Trump talking about the sequel to COVID 1.0, is COVID 2.0 that's coming to a theater near you. And as we just heard at the top of the hour, a Maryland school district is saying, hey, the kids have to mask up because we know how effective masks are. That's tongue in cheek. Masks are not effective. Masks make no difference at all. And one of the things that really bothers me is when people say, well, let's follow the science. We need to follow the science. I was online on Twitter. It's called X now, but it's formerly Twitter. And there's an MD named Alistair McAlpine, who is an infectious disease doctor. And he says, I dislike pseudoscience. And then on his profile, he has his pronouns, he, him. And, you know, I look at that and just think, you dislike pseudoscience and you feel the need to put your pronouns on there. If you don't understand as a medical doctor that there are two genders, male and female, science just confirms the fact that God made us male and female. Life begins at conception, and at conception, your chromosomal makeup is determined. You're either XY male or you're XX female. And nothing you can, there is nothing you can do to change that. That is science, and that is scripture, and scripture never contradicts true science. It just, true science confirms what scripture says, because God is the author of science. God is the creator of everything, and God made all the laws that we have in the physical and chemical and biological universe. God made all those. And so this idea that, I hate pseudoscience, and then you put in your profile that, you know, you're he, him, it's just ludicrous to me. Well, this guy, he posted, this MD, Alistair McAlpine, he posted April 6, 2021, and he's since posted. I saw something in his Twitter feed just from a few days ago where he confirms this. Again, yes, I believe this. Fact, the COVID vaccines are incredibly effective. He says that's a fact. Fact, the COVID vaccines are very safe. Hashtag vaccines work. Well, unless you've been living under a rock, or unless you just don't want to know the truth, you just want to be, in your ignorance and, hey, don't tell me these don't work. Don't tell me these aren't safe because it'll make me very nervous. And there are a lot of people like that. No, I'm just going to believe what the government tells me. I'm going to believe. I go to the CDC website. I go to the FDA website. I just listen to what they tell me because, after all, I know that they are in it for my good. Think about that for a minute. What is motivating Big Pharma? What is motivating our government? Is the motivation, first and foremost, the health of the patient, the good of the individual? Now, some people say, well, yes, that's what they're for. That's what's motivating them. That's what they do. That's what drives them. That's why they get up in the morning. It's not the love of money. It's not about power and control. It's about my well-being and my health. Now, if you believe that, you have believed a lie. The government doesn't care about you. Big Pharma doesn't care about you. If you need proof of that, do some research on the Sackler family, the family that made OxyContin, how they bought off the FDA to get approval, how they lied about their drug, how they kept pushing through even though hundreds of thousands of people were being addicted and destroyed by this drug. They didn't care. Why? Because they made $13 billion. And so what if we had to pay out $6 billion? We still have $7 billion that we made off the drug. So what if 900,000 people or whatever the number was, it was huge, died and were destroyed? So what? We don't care. That company is a microcosm of Big Pharma, and Pfizer is in the same boat, in my opinion. They're much more concerned about making money than they are about saving lives or for your physical, personal well-being. Our government is much more concerned about power and control than what is good for the American family. Much more concerned about that. I went to the FDA website yesterday morning. And they have on their website why you should never use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID. And they say on the FDA website, our job is to tell you what is safe and effective. Ivermectin, which is a Nobel Prize honored drug, has been around for decades and decades and decades. It's a great drug. They said ivermectin is dangerous and even lethal if you take it in large doses. Well, okay, you know, most things are dangerous and even lethal if you take them in large doses. Did you know that you can drink water, so much water, that you actually die from too much water? You take way too many aspirins, you take way too many Advils, you take way too many whatever, you can have problems. So if you use ivermectin, just say, I'm going to start guzzling the stuff, well, that would be incredibly stupid. But they say, don't ever take ivermectin for COVID. What do? Get a COVID vaccine, is what the website says. Don't use ivermectin. Now, India, they said, well, we're going to use ivermectin. And in one of their regions called Uttar Pradesh in India, 244 million people, they only had 199 active cases of COVID. And they basically came out and said, we defeated COVID here in our region very cheaply. How did they do it? With zinc, with doxycycline, and with ivermectin. And the cost to treat per person, $2.65. $2.65 per person to treat COVID. Why does government and Big Pharma not want you to use ivermectin? Because they can't make any money off of it. And it's all about money. Anytime, hey, how do you judge with righteous judgment? Don't judge according to appearance, sake, judge with righteous judgment. Pretty much in the world we live in today, this isn't 100% true, but it's very, very true in so many cases. Listen to what the mainstream media says and just know they're lying. It's the opposite. The opposite of what they're saying is true. And even when they report facts, they slant them and twist them in such a way to push a narrative. So just know that's not really what the case is here, because they are liars. They're deceived and deceiving, as it says in the book of Timothy. And it's just maddening when you see all the lies being pushed out on the American people and so many people believing the lies instead of digging for the truth. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. We're talking about the return of COVID, COVID 2.0. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about the return of COVID hysteria. The CNN tweet, "It seems like everyone has COVID," they say. "Here is why the wave is probably worse than the data suggests." And so let's stir everybody up. Let's get everybody afraid. Hey, if you're not taken out by big bad COVID, remember climate change is coming for you. And it's just around the corner. You need to hide under your bed and cower in fear and shake and put on mask after mask after mask and go sign up to get another shot. And all these things to stir people up, to get people afraid. Now, I personally just despise these mask mandates. I think they are ridiculous. If we're going to follow the science, I mean, these are things that can be tested in the lab. What good do masks do for an airborne virus like COVID? If they do a good job and you put that on and you're not going to get that, that's one thing. But if they don't do anything, then all we have is COVID theater. Perhaps you saw the interview that an interviewer did with Dr. Fauci, the mask czar himself. This is how this interview went.
Brett Stevens in The Times talked about Cochrane. Put that on the screen. "The most rigorous and comprehensive analysis of scientific studies conducted on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of respiratory illness, including COVID-19, was published last month. Its conclusions," said Tom Jefferson, the Oxford epidemiologist who is the lead author, "were unambiguous. There is just no evidence that they," masks, "make any difference," he told the journalist Mayan Damasi, full stop. But wait, hold on. What about the N95 masks as opposed to the lower quality surgical or cloth masks? Makes no difference. None of it, he said. Well, what about the studies that initially persuaded policymakers to impose mask mandates? They were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies. How do we get beyond that finding of that particular review?
Yeah, but there are other studies, Michael, that show at an individual level for individual. When you're talking about the effect on the epidemic or the pandemic as a whole, the data are less strong.
So Dr. Fauci was trying to combat that. Oh, yeah, but there are other studies. Listen, if it's not effective, then don't do it. And I don't know about you, but, you know, the wearing a mask is just misery. I don't want to do that. And I look at people sometimes during COVID part one, when it first came out, people are, you know, Mac Brown. I love Coach Mac Brown, the coach of North Carolina Tar Heels, used to be the coach of the University of Texas Longhorns. And when the COVID craze first came out, you know, and we were shutting everything down and didn't know if we were going to have college football in that fall season, the first year of COVID, Mac Brown had a 6-foot stick that he had that he carried with him to practice to make sure all the players were staying 6 feet away from him. Well, where did we come up with 6 feet? Is that something scientific? No, that was just something they pulled out of the air. This idea of masks, that was just something that, oh, yeah, that sounds like something that would be good. And people just fall in line and they say, okay, well, we'll do that. You want us to do mask mandates? You want us to shut down? You want us to lock down 15 days to stop the spread? That was what we were told in the beginning stages of this. Well, it was a lie. 15 days turned into 15 more days, turned into 15 more days, turned into 15 more days, turned into months, turned into years. I know of one church that didn't meet for over a year. They just shut down. Well, we can't meet because we love our neighbor, so we don't want to meet because that's a super spreader. We just get all these people together and spread our disease. And I just don't get that at all. I don't get the fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and discipline. And so here we are on the brink of COVID 2.0. What are you going to do about if they come back with mask mandates? I love it that governors are starting to say, hey, we're not going to follow that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders in Arkansas said, we're not going that route. We're not shutting down schools. We're not locking down our economy. We're, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And we're not going to do that. And I don't know if you've seen this. Speaking of Dr. Fauci, there's something going around on Twitter. It's called X now, but it used to be Twitter. And it's from Dr. Fauci. In 2008, he co-authored a paper about the Spanish flu epidemic that rates as the most devastating modern pandemic. It swept the entire planet in the wake of the First World War and caused millions of death. So in studying this major and actual pandemic, what did Dr. Fauci and his colleagues find? It says they discovered that most of the victims of the Spanish flu didn't die from the Spanish flu. They died from bacterial pneumonia, and the bacterial pneumonia was caused by wearing masks. Wow. Wow. You know, the cure is worse than the disease. And so I think when this comes to your front door, my front door, the answer needs to be, to borrow a line from Nancy Reagan when she was the First Lady of the United States of America, just say no. No, we're not going to do that. I'm not putting on a mask, and I'm not getting a vaccine. And I don't care what you do to me, I'm not going to comply with that because it's ridiculous. It doesn't do any good. That's why I would not, you know, call somebody by their preferred pronoun. No, that's not who you are. And so I'm going to live in reality, and I'm going to live and walk in the truth, and I'm not going to enter into your fantasy, into your lunacy. You know, if people don't like this, they get mad at me when I do this, but when it comes to transgenderism, and that's a mental disorder, and you can compare it to anorexia. And when people have anorexia, they look in the mirror and they keep seeing themselves as fat, no matter how thin they've gotten. I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. I need to work out more. I need to eat less. I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat. Well, it is not love, by any stretch of the imagination, to enter into their lunacy and agree with them. Well, you know, I can see where you think you're fat because you could lose a pound or two more. No, you have to speak the truth in love. You have to tell that person, listen, you are believing a lie. You have a problem in your mind. You're not seeing things as they really are. Your reality is skewed. I want to help you because I love you. I'm not going to enter into your lie because how would that help you? The Lord is the Lord of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The devil is the Lord of lies. He's the father of lies, and God is the father of the truth. And we need to walk in the truth as Christians. That's how we live our Christian life. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John chapter 1 says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Hey, when we come to the Lord, first part of our day, hopefully, as you have a quiet time, you start your day off with the Lord, you read the Word. And what does the Word do? The Word is truth. Jesus said, John 17:17, sanctify them in the truth. He's praying his great high priestly prayer. Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your Word is truth. And so we come to the Word of God. We come to the truth, and we let it fill our minds and fill our hearts, and we saturate ourselves with the truth. Hey, the more you know the truth, the more you can recognize the lies. And remember, the devil is, he's the father of lies, and he's the master of lies. He is a master liar. And unless we're filled with the Holy Spirit and walking in the truth, he can deceive us. And we need to be very, very careful. That's why we keep coming back to the Word, coming back to the Word. And what's going on in our world today? Well, we need to be like the sons of Issachar. They understood the times and what Israel should do. And we need to understand what is going on and what we need to do. And that's why I love American Family Association, American Family Radio, because that's a radio station that you can trust that is speaking the truth in love. You know, Jenna Ellis on right before me, she talks about that a lot, speaking the truth in love. Now, people hate her for it. She gets just brutalized on social media. And you need to pray for Jenna. She's not a perfect person, because you're not, I'm not, we're not. But she is a person who wants to do right and wants to speak the truth in love and wants to walk in the light with the Lord. And she's willing to stand up and take the shots. And you and I need to be willing to stand up and take the shots. I like what she said when she was with John MacArthur. You know, she represented John MacArthur in his case against the state of California when they were coming after him. And he had to sue them and won that case for religious freedom. She said, John MacArthur said to her, I hear that you get a lot of hate on social media. He said, I do too. He said, keep speaking the truth. That's our job, and especially in these last days, to keep speaking the truth and keep standing up for truth. And when the government tries to push an agenda and the goal is not personal health, the goal is control and limiting your freedom and my freedom and our constitutional freedoms, then we need to say no. You know, if enough of us just say no, we're not doing that. We're not shutting down the schools. We're not wearing the masks. We're not getting vaccinated. Well, you lose your job. Okay, well, we're all going to quit then. You know, you're going to have trouble running your business if all the employees say, well, we're not coming in then. If you make us do this, we'll say no. And listen, your health is way more important than that job. God will provide you another job. And I hats off to the people that during COVID 1.0 said, we're not doing this. I'm not going to get a shot. And, you know, when COVID 2.0 comes to a theater near you, we need to say no to those things. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. I'd love to hear from you what you think about COVID 2.0, the return of COVID hysteria. I was talking to two medical doctors in the church just the other day, and we were talking about these things and masks and all that stuff. And I thought it was talking about Big Pharma. And I said to one of the docs, I said, hey, do you think it's a fair assessment that I have that way back when Big Pharma used to be in business to make drugs to help people, and the number one goal was helping people, and the side benefit of helping people was you made money. I said, now it seems like the number one goal is making money, and the side benefit, oh, if it helps you, great, but we are really here to push drugs and make money. And he said, well, he said, I'll tell you this, there used to be new antibiotics coming out all the time, And he said, you know, because bacteria builds up a resistance to antibiotics. And he said, now we don't see new antibiotics coming out. And he said, the reason why is because they can't make any money on antibiotics. And so Big Pharma doesn't want to spend the money to make a drug that they can't really make any money on, because it's all about making money, when it should be, hey, I'm in this to help people. Why do people become doctors? Well, they used to become doctors to help people. Now, I can't read everybody's heart, obviously, but it seems like many are becoming doctors because they want to make money. And that makes for a very terrible doctor. I realize that there are bills that need to be paid. I realize hospitals have to do things. They have to be profitable to stay in business. I realize that. But it has to be, we're in this for the betterment of people, to help people physically, mentally, emotionally. And if that's not our number one goal, then we have missed the mark. Well, we have Lewis on the line from Texas. Lewis, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, sir. I just want to say I appreciate what you're saying. I've been trying to shout what you just said from the rooftop since the first one. I did not go along with any mandates and at the risk of losing my job. Thankfully, I didn't. But Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote an essay in 1974 where he warned not to ever go along with a lie regardless of consequences. And if people only understood that fear is their weapon, but compliance is their power, they can never do this again. And they have to understand that.
Yeah, that's a good word, Lewis. Yeah, so we, you know, Romans 13, we comply with the government and with the authority that God has put into our lives, unless it violates God's command for us. And that's why the apostles said, when they were told, don't preach anymore in his name, whether it is right in the sight of God to obey you or to obey God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. And when you are told to shut down as a church because you're going to be killing grandma and all that stuff, you have to just say, you know, we're not going to do what you say. We're going to meet. We're going to trust God. We're going to follow true science, not pseudoscience, not made-up science, not science that changes with the winds. You know, masks are either effective or they're not. They're not, they were effective today and not effective the next day. This is the idea that you wear a mask until you eat and then you take your mask off to eat is just ludicrous. You go to a restaurant where you wear your mask to sit down, and once you sit down, you take your mask off. Well, that's just stupid. Anybody with half a brain knows, well, that's stupid. So let's cut out the COVID theater. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. And the phone lines are open, and when we come back, we'll be talking to our callers. So you call in, and let's talk. We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears its heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com. The return of COVID hysteria. That's what we're calling this program today. I'm Pastor Jeff Shreve, and this is Real Truth for Today. And mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all those things are being drummed up again. Their new variant is out, and we need to be afraid, very afraid. It seems like everybody has COVID these days, says CNN. And here's why the wave is probably worse than the data suggests. Oh, they're always trying to drum up hysteria. Well, we want to speak the truth in love, and we want to live our lives in the light and we want to walk by the truth of Scripture and the truth of science, real science, science that can be verified, not consensus science. Well, we paid off 96% of the scientists, and they all agree climate change is a real thing. That kind of stuff is pseudoscience. And Jesus said, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Well, the phone lines are open, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. And love to talk to you about this important subject, the return of COVID hysteria. And we have Sandy on the line from West Virginia. Sandy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sandy?
I am doing well, and I just want to tell you to keep on keeping on preaching the truth. I certainly support you 110%. And I have a pastor here in West Virginia that I know speaks the truth, and he's not going to be willing to comply to this bunch of lies in reference to wearing masks and shutting your church down. It just amazes me how many people that even call themselves Christians adhered to this agenda in the past, but not me. I am definitely a fighter, and I'm going to stand for the truth, and I hope many other Americans will also. But I really appreciate you so much. I listen to you every night when you're on AFR. I listen to your Bible studies, and I really appreciate it, and I feel like I'm really growing by listening to you, but you just keep on with your holy boldness.
Thank you, Sandy. That's so sweet. I appreciate your listening. I appreciate you calling in today and just for your encouragement. And amen. The more people that just say, no, we're not going to enter into COVID Theater 2.0. We're not going to do that. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I'm not going to be a party to that. So God bless you, my sister, and thank you for sharing today. Well, we have Neil on the line from Georgia. Neil, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi, thank you for having me on, Pastor Jeff. Sure. I appreciate you covering this topic. And before we begin, I just need to put out a quick disclaimer. My thoughts and opinions are my own and do not reflect that of the United States Army or the Department of Defense. So today I'd like to talk about, we still need accountability for COVID 1.0 in regard to the DOD and the more than 8,000 service members who were unlawfully discharged due to the Department of Defense's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. And I say that they were unlawfully discharged because the military cannot force experimental emergency use products on service members without a waiver from the President of the United States in writing. That never occurred, and the Department of Defense never procured a fully licensed product, so therefore these service members were unlawfully discharged. If I can put out a quick note, there is a book that just came out on July 4th that speaks about this called Defending the Constitution Behind Enemy Lines, A Story of Hope for Those Who Love Liberty, by an author named Robert Greene, and he covers a lot of this, but what I would encourage the audience is that to contact your congressional representative, because hearings need to happen on this and legislation needs to be drafted to restore trust within the Department of Defense and help these service members who were discharged due to this, because many of them received general discharges, which cost them their educational benefits, such as their GI Bill, as well as put a negative mark on their record. So that's what I would say in regards to this.
Well, amen. I appreciate that, Neil. Appreciate your service. And it's just horrific what they have done to many of our soldiers and others, frontline workers. You know, you either get this vaccine or you're going to lose your job, and put people in a very, very difficult place. And listen, here's the thing. If the vaccine, I mean, two things about any kind of shot. Is it safe and is it effective? And if the answer is yes, it's safe and yes, it's effective, then I would be saying, well, I'll take it too. The polio vaccine. People don't get polio after you get the polio vaccine. It was safe and it was effective from all I can tell. I haven't done deep research on it, but so if you take a drug that's safe and effective, hey, that's a good thing. If you take a drug that is unproven, and as the more and more data comes out, it's not safe and it's obviously not effective, I mean, people get, Joe Biden has COVID, Whoopi Goldberg has COVID, no telling how many shots they've had. It's obviously not effective. And, you know, it came out, what, it was 98% effective or 92% effective or whatever. And then it was like, as more time, another month went by, well, it's 80% effective, well, it's 70% effective, it's 50% effective. It's ridiculous. It's not effective at all. This was from the CDC, November 30th, 2022, 4 in 10 deaths were vaccinated or boosted. And then this was April 2023, 6 in 10 deaths were vaccinated or boosted. This is from the CDC. So it's not, they're not effective. If you're dying of COVID and you've been vaccinated and you've been boosted and you're still dying, then I think we'd have to say, well, those don't work. So let's try something else. Let's see what India did, because they were treating people for $2.65 per person, and with a combination of zinc, doxycycline, and ivermectin, and that was effective with no negative side effects. So thank you, Neil, and thank you for calling in today. And we do want vindication and restitution for those guys. So we have Misuel from Texas. Did I say that right, Misuel?
It's Misael, Pastor Jeff.
Misael.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. My comment, you know, on this interesting thing is how we can manage, and I'm talking about myself, because I'm against COVID. I'm against about getting another vaccine. That is so crazy. I know the truth. I believe in God. He will take care of my body. I mean, my entire soul is on his hands. But how I can manage this with my own family? And I'm going to give you an example. We have a family trip for Christmas where we are going to be together. But one side of my family gets panic, like, oh no, what if somebody gets sick? I mean, they believe in getting isolated in mask mandates and all that, but I'm not. How I can manage that?
Yeah, great question. So I have the same issue in my own family, and you know, it's one of those things that can cause a lot of arguments and you know, just a rift in the family if you push it too hard. So I think you have to just share, you know, where you're coming from, and then you just kind of leave it at that. I don't think you can push that on people. Some people are just, they're just going to believe what they're going to believe as it relates to COVID and the COVID vaccine and masks and all that stuff. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, if you want to believe that, that's your business. But the data doesn't support you. The science definitely doesn't support that. And I think more and more people, as it relates to the vaccine, even people that have gotten it, I've heard from a number of people that said, I wish I had never gotten that. And a number of people that have said, you know, I got two shots, but I'm not getting any more. I'm not getting a booster. I'm not doing any more of that. So some people are coming out of the ether. And so I would just encourage you to just pray for your family members, that the Lord would just help them to see, and that they would be open to see, well, maybe I'm wrong about this. And hey, I like what John MacArthur said. You know, he said, I don't have everything figured out in the Bible. I'm sure I'm wrong about some doctrines that I have. He said, I just don't know where they are. If you know, if the Lord showed me, hey, John, you're off here, you're off there. Now, he's, you know, we need to be dogmatic on the spine issues, rib issues, things related to eschatology, when, you know, all the timing of the Lord's return. You know, good and godly people can disagree on that. And so we can disagree on certain things. We can believe one thing, somebody else looks at the same data and believes something else. And so we don't want that to be a break in fellowship in our family or in the church. But we do need to be true to ourselves. And when we feel strongly about something, We need to stand up for that. And unless it violates the scripture, you know, it's just like, hey, I feel strongly that we need to meet as a church. God, the church is the assembled, the assembly of the saints, the assembly of God's people. And we're not shutting down just because government says to do that. We're going to still meet. If that means you're going to put me in jail for it, well, okay. But whether it's right in the sight of God to obey you or to obey God, you be the judge. And COVID is obviously not the bubonic plague as we were led to believe when it first rolled out. COVID 1.0 was not. COVID 2.0 is not. And so we need to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And so I would just encourage you to just pray for them. Pray that God would open their eyes to truth and that you would be open to truth. If you're wrong about any of this stuff, if I'm wrong about any of this stuff, I want to walk in the truth and not believe a lie. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. We have Donna on the line from Texas. Donna, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. God is still in control.
Amen.
You continue. I just want to say to continue speaking the truth about COVID 2.0 and many other idiot world insanities that are going on. We all need to do our research. If coronavirus is nothing more than another form of a respiratory infection, we are not going to die from it if we don't listen to all the white coats that are telling us this insanity. So just know that I just keep praying for you because so many people are not going to bow down to this COVID 2.0 hysteria. Okay.
Amen.
I didn't bow down to the first one. So I just wanted to get in there and encourage you. And while I got you here, I loved your show yesterday too.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in and appreciate your prayers and your encouragement. And it seems like you and I are on the same page on this for sure. So God bless you. We have Melanie on the line from Tennessee. Melanie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your show so much, and I love your delivery of the truth. I try to listen every day. Miss you some days, but I go back and listen to the podcast.
Well, thank you.
I am a nurse, and I have several nurses in my family, including both of my daughters. Neither of us took the first vaccine, and we will not be taking the second vaccine during all this COVID 2.0. My daughter, youngest daughter, would end up having to leave her job working in the hospital early during the first COVID and, you know, was part of that process of the fear that was within the hospital. And I'm so thankful that we have been blessed with growing up in Christian homes and have a long heritage of, you know, knowing God's word. And I'm blessed and thankful for that. I think that if when people begin to feel the deception and fear from the father of lies creeping upon them, if we could just recognize where that's coming from and replace it with the promises that God has given us in his word. How many times, and you can tell that you can tell us this, are there passages that say, do not fear, fear not, don't be troubled, you know, replace that fear with his promise and know that he is here. And people may die. I agree with the lady, some part of what she just said. People may die of COVID like they did the last time, but let it not be because they gave into getting this jab, which I truly believe is evil, and it was designed to kill and harm people, not to help people. That's my belief. And I've looked at a lot of things, and I think the treatment that people get in the hospital, if the vaccine didn't get you and the COVID didn't get you, then the treatment that you, the protocol that is being asked to be followed will kill you. I believe that.
Yeah,
so
I do too.
So that's my two cents, and I pray that people will not be fearful and just, you know, hang on to God, and he will hang on to you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Melanie. Yeah, I talked to a medical doctor about that, and he was convinced. He said, hey, do all you can to not go to the hospital, because if you go to the hospital with COVID and they put you on a respirator, you're probably not going to get off of that. And so, you know, fight it as long as you can. And I do think we have the ivermectin has been proven to be effective. You have to take it as directed, but it's proven to be effective. I've never had COVID. My wife got COVID, but it was it's like getting the flu for us. For most people, that's what it it is. And if you're an older person getting the flu and you have respiratory problems on top of that, that can be very, very deadly. And so, listen, you just, as Melanie said, you trust the Lord. You can't live in fear. You live by faith. Well, Sammy and Maggie, I'm sorry we didn't get to you today, but thank you for calling in. And you've been listening to Real Truth for Today. I'm your host, Pastor Jeff Shreve. Go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. Be His witness, and God will use you. God bless you. We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.